Viewpoint on Mormonism, the program that examines the teachings of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints from a biblical perspective. Viewpoint on Mormonism is sponsored by Mormonism Research Ministry. Since 1979, Mormonism Research Ministry has been dedicated to equipping the body of Christ with answers regarding the Christian faith in a manner that expresses gentleness and respect. And now, your host for today's Viewpoint on Mormonism.
Welcome to this edition of Viewpoint on Mormonism. I'm your host, Bill McKeever, founder and director of Mormonism Research Ministry, and I am glad today to continue the conversation that I started with Michael Wilder on Friday, Michael Wilder being a former member of the Mormon Church. The reason why I've wanted to have Michael on the show is to respond to some of the statements that have been made by the president of Fuller Seminary, that is Richard Mao, who's made some very serious comments regarding what Christians think and believe about the LDS Church. And Mao has given the impression that a lot of what evangelicals believe about the Mormon Church is actually erroneous. And he has seen it, I guess, as his mission to try and persuade many Bible-believing Christians and the public in general that Mormonism really isn't as bad theologically as many are led to believe. In fact, he has made the comment in his book, a new book, Talking with Mormons, An Invitation to Evangelicals, he makes that point very clear. There was an article by Peggy Fletcher Stack in the Salt Lake Tribune last May 2012, titled New Guide Advises Evangelicals on How to Talk to Mormons. In the article, it says, in the book, Mao argues that understanding Mormonism isn't just about being nice, it's a Christian mandate. And then the next paragraph says, too often evangelicals pick up little-taught LDS beliefs, such as humans becoming gods or having their own planets, and put them at the center of Mormon theology rather than at the periphery. Now, I want to state this statement is not in quotation marks, so I'm not exactly sure whether this is something that Richard Mao actually stated, or this is Peggy Fletcher Stack's personal idea, or Peggy Fletcher Stack is just kind of recapping something that Dr. Mao said in the interview. But then it goes on to quote Dr. Mao and saying, if in our attempts to defeat them we play fast and loose with the truth by attributing to them things they don't in fact teach, then we have become false teachers, teachers of untruths. At face value, I would agree with that last statement. If we are playing fast and loose with the truth, then we would be wrong in that. But let me ask you, since Dr. Mao thinks a person like myself doesn't know what I'm talking about, and unfortunately most Christians don't, because as I read from Dr. Mao on Friday, they get their understanding of Mormonism not from seriously trying to understand Mormons, but from books written by Christians. That certainly isn't my story. I mean, I get my understanding of Mormonism reading Mormon books. But let me ask you, Michael, as a Mormon, when it says, too often evangelicals pick up little-taught LDS beliefs such as humans becoming gods or having their own planets and put them at the center of Mormon theology rather than at the periphery, how would you respond to that statement?
Well, thanks, Bill, for allowing me to have to come back.
Long introduction.
And, so, you know, the fact is, it is really a centerpiece of Mormonism, because what this comes down to is that our whole concept when we join the LDS Church and my wife and I go to the temple and we do our temple endowments and we start this journey to perfect ourselves through this life, endure to the end, always going to the temple, always learning, so that we can be husband and wife in the hereafter. And by being husband and wife in the hereafter, that would allow us to have spiritual children. Mm-hmm. And these spiritual children have to be put someplace. Mm-hmm. And therefore, they're going to progress just like we progressed, per se, under Mormon doctrine. When we became spiritual children, we came to an earth and we have now progressed producing our own spiritual children, producing ourselves to becoming gods. That this is taught. This was taught to us for 30 years in the LDS Church. I mean, it's a major factor. It's what every person is trying to obtain who's seriously active in the LDS Church. Going to the temple, being sealed, that you will eventually live as husband and wife, and that you will have your own spirit children. That's a fact.
Now, what's interesting is this article says, makes the comment, such as humans becoming gods or having their own planets and put them at the center of Mormon theology rather than at the periphery. I found this the wording very telling on this, because when the Mormon Church came out in their newsroom website and their Mormonism 101 FAQ, frequently asked questions, one of the questions was, do Mormons believe they're going to get their own planets? And the answer was a flat-out no. This gives the impression that it's not a flat-out no, it's just a peripheral doctrine. So, again, I don't know if Mao said this or Peggy Fletcher Stack said this or what, but it sounds like in this paragraph, it is hinting that at least that is a teaching of Mormonism, but outsiders should not make a big issue out of it. But what you've just said is it is very much at the core of what Mormonism is all about through what you participated in with the endowment ceremony. It's all about God, and you're repeating a process that has been going on since eternity past.
Right, right. For example, I remember, you know, having worked at the Veil, in Mormonism, I've been through the endowment hundreds and hundreds of times. And, you know, when they do the first day of creation, you know, you hear the words in Elohim, it says, Jehovah Michael, see yonder matter unorganized. Go down and organize it into a world like the worlds, okay, we have hereunto formed. So there are, we're getting instructions in the temple that there are many worlds out there. Okay, so we have to populate these worlds, and we have to populate these worlds with spirits. And because that we can progress to become gods, then we can populate those worlds. And again, it's you know, very straightforward. We're not making this up. If you go to Doctrine and Covenants, verse 37, it says here, Abraham received concubines, and they bore him children. And also did Isaac and Jacob, and because they did practice polygamy, that they are not angels but are gods. And we are instructed that we can become gods, and that this is a good thing, okay? I remember in my last year in the LDS Church, it was January of 2007. I was sitting in a high priest meeting, and we were talking about how do we get to the celestial kingdom? How do we progress? And we're reading from the priesthood manual, Spencer W. Kimball, The Teachings of the Prophets. Again, on page 5, it says, and the Lord Jesus Christ, our Redeemer and Savior, has given us our map, a code of laws, okay, and commandments whereby we might obtain perfection and eventually godhood. That was taught to me over 30 years.
Now, what page is that on?
That's on page 5 of the Teachings of the Presidents of the Church of Jesus, of the Church, Spencer W. Kimball. Mm-hmm. That was taught in 2007.
So that's not a 19th century doctrine that has been laid aside long ago. See, this is the impression that Dr. Mao gives. He is trying to give the impression that the Mormon Church has changed so much. I listen to General Conference. I read the manuals. I study these things. This is what I do. And I really don't see that big of a change, except in how the Mormons present themselves publicly.
Right. The doctrine, the core doctrine is the same. It's the image of how we teach that doctrine. When I was a ward mission leader and the stake mission person, you know, we were always teaching to the missionaries and to investigators, do not give them meat, give them milk, take it slow bits at a time. Don't talk about becoming gods. Don't talk about, you know, you can talk about eternal marriage, but don't get into the heavier concepts because it might scare them away.
Do you think that's really the whole point of what's going on right now? Dr. Mao is being used by the Mormon Church to be the spokesman for them to try and take away any fears that outsiders might have regarding the teachings of Mormons. Because I have to admit, being involved in what I do want to inform the body of Christ about the significant differences of the Mormon Church, not to place a fear of the people in the hearts of Christians. Absolutely not. In fact, we try very hard to tell people, don't be afraid of these people. They're people just like anybody else. They need to hear the gospel just like we needed to hear the gospel. We should have a love and a compassion for them. But what I think bothers me about what Dr. Mao's doing is while he's trying not to demonize the Mormons, he's trying to demonize people like myself who have spent my life trying to get Christians to actually have more compassion for the LDS people because of what they believe. Yep. I mean, I've agonized with Mormons when I listen to their stories. And I think Dr. Mao bears false witness when he gives the impression that many of the Christians who take this issue seriously, take Mormonism seriously, are not doing their due diligence in wanting to hear exactly what the Mormons are saying. I find that egregious because I know that's not the case with me and many of those that I know.
Well, you know, it's interesting, having been in again leadership position for the years, served in two bishoprics in the High Council for about 8 years. I could see the progression of the LDS Church over the years, and that basically under President Hinckley, it was to be sound more like Christian and to act more like Christian, but keep the core beliefs the same. And so when the leaders of the LDS Church talk to people like Dr. Mao, they're going to sound just like Christian, but they'll go back and say, ha ha, we tricked him. Because their doctrine is still the same. But you see this changing, you know, even with the temple endowment being changed in 1990, the Washington anointing being changed in 2005, trying to take out some rough edges, but still the core beliefs always falls back to Joseph Smith. Mm-hmm. And that's what they're doing.
Mm. Folks, I think it's important to note that a lot of Christians who take this subject seriously have done their homework quite well. And though the Mormon Church is not happy with that kind of research, bear in mind, we get our information from their sources. And for Dr. Mao to imply that we haven't really done our homework is really not fair. It's not accurate. It's not true. And here, in the words of Michael Wilder, you can see that he was, in fact, taught some of these things. We're going to do one more show on this, and we're going to talk about this some more tomorrow.
Thank you for listening. If you would like more information regarding Mormonism Research Ministry, we encourage you to visit our website at www.mrm.org, where you can request our free newsletter, Mormonism Researched. We hope you will join us again as we look at another viewpoint on Mormonism. When trying to understand the doctrines of our Latter-day Saint friends, family members, and co-workers, it can be very difficult to know what to believe. In his resource titled, In Their Own Words, A Collection of Mormon Quotations, Mormonism Research Ministry's Bill McKeever compiles some of the very best Mormon quotations that will help you better understand what LDS leaders and scholars have said on such issues as atonement, exaltation, and pre-existence. Written in an encyclopedic format, In Their Own Words provides quotes on literally dozens of issues, alphabetically listed for quick reference that can be found in a matter of seconds. No more wondering what Mormonism's leaders have said on any topic. And this resource is available in both book format as well as on CD disc. Just load the PDF file onto your computer and you're ready to do valuable research. These are the very best quotes that Mormonism Research Ministry uses on a regular basis. In Their Own Words is available now at mrm.org. Again, mrm.org. Get it today.